Hi there. The word for you today is unlimping. In Genesis 32 verse 25, we read the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. You know, God has people like Jacob who, spiritually speaking, walk with a limp. After years of wrestling with stubborn issues, they've been radically changed by God's power, neither able to actually minister to those they couldn't have reached before. God also has people like Paul who, and I quote, said there was given to me a thorn in my flesh to torment me. When Paul asked God to remove this thorn, here's what God told him, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 10, no, Paul, I'm not going to do it. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, no doubt that was the last thing Paul wanted to hear. Understand this, God loves to use people who walk with a limp, or who may be locked into thorny situations they can't escape. And why's that? Because when they're blessed, they don't become arrogant like some people who think they deserve God's blessing. They're a little warmer, a little more willing to reach out and embrace others. Today, God is looking for people with enough compassion to ask, "How are you?" Then stop long enough to listen to the answer. When people have been hurt, they need extra love and attention. They need to be held a little closer and prayed over a little longer. After all, that's what God did for you. Now it's your turn to do it for somebody else. And yes, you'll have to be patient. You may have to overcome their reluctance to trust you because they feel betrayed and used. These people struggle with doubts and resentments. Don't give up on them. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8, one of my favorite scriptures, love never fails. Never. If you keep loving them, God will use you to bring them healing and hope.